State Liquor Control Board has received over 7,000 applications from people who want to grow cannabis for recreational use in Washington State. One of those applications comes from a family in Jefferson County. Record producers Arwin Nix and Hannah Byrne hopped on the ferry to find out more.
In a world where cannabis is legal, a father-son team aim to weed out the competition.
That's Dakota Sandoval. He's 22, he loves movies, and as you'll hear from everyone in this story, he is a charmer. I met him and his father, Marty Gay, at their Ocean View home in Port Townsend, Washington, a small city on the Olympic Peninsula.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dakota. Arwin.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hey, guys.
Their two dogs roamed around the house while Marty and I talked about his family's foray into the legal marijuana business. Marty and Dakota are one of 25 applicants in Jefferson County looking to get in on the ground floor. Marty's excited about getting into the cannabis industry, but he lights up as he talks about going into business with his son.
He's my buddy. We talk like we are, I think. We feel good about each other and trust each other.
If he's nervous about getting the application approved, he didn't let on.
I'm very confident in what's going to happen down the road. We have a good business plan. We have good people involved. And I just think that we may be the type of model that they're looking for.
Their business, Jefferson County Cannabis Company, would be located in Port Townsend. The town's city council did pass temporary restrictions on marijuana facilities. But the council says the intent was to buy more time to figure out how to best plan for the inevitable pot businesses. Dakota and Marty should know. They know someone on the inside.
My name is Michelle Sandoval, and I am a co-owner of Windermere Real Estate, and I am also a city councilor with Port Townsend City Council.
That's Dakota's mom. You heard it correct. She's on the city council. Michelle is also a former mayor of Port Townsend. We sat on a bench in front of City Hall, and Michelle explained her stance on legalizing marijuana.
So for me, I was all in favor of it passing because I thought that as a city councilor, for instance, that that should be very low on our enforcement list. But in addition, as a minority, as a woman of color, we should get rid of this law because it is unevenly enforced in terms of the minorities in our country.
And are you going to be purchasing any of this product?
I don't personally imbibe. Not to say that I haven't or that I don't, but it's not something that, I like a glass of red wine. But I have to say that it's not that I'm prudish about it. I mean, this is economic impact, and I'm all about shopping local.
What did you think when your son told you he was going to take some time off school to go forth with this?
I've wanted Dakota to finish school and graduate. He knows that. But at the time that he finally said that he was done, really, he tried it. He did it for me, part of it. There was a point where I had to listen to what he wanted. He was an adult or approaching adulthood anyway. And he still knows I want him to finish. But that's my desire, and it has to be his.
Did you catch that, reservation about Dakota and college? Well, it's not something that Marty, Dakota's dad, seems to be concerned about.
What did you think when he decided to take some time off of school to do this?
Oh, I'm thrilled.
What thrills you about that?
It's something he'll be passionate about and do a good job with.
Did you ever have any hesitation about going into business with your son?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Why would I? I don't know why I would have hesitation. He's a good guy. I mean, I like him. He's somebody I can trust. I know what he does. I feel what he's, what he's capable of. I feel I can mentor him and not get a lot of pushback.
He's been my mentor, so it's that, that kind of thing. But at this point, we're like friends. There's that transition that I think a lot of kids go through with their parents. Where all of a sudden, it's like, oh wait, like I'm an adult, and I now can perceive you as another adult with your own like wants, needs, and like all these things going on. So I don't know how I'd describe him, but a friend, a mentor. He loves his kids very much, which I feel really lucky and almost spoiled by the connection we have, because it just seems he's a smart and caring individual. Yeah.
Do you have any concerns about going into a family business?
I guess, yeah. I mean, some of the reservations I think anyone would have with I'd be more, I'm not nervous with my dad actually at all. He's never let me down, you know? And it's like, even if he did, he's human, but like, it's just like, he's there and he's always been there.
Michelle's gone into business with Marty before, and she's learned her own lessons.
As I used to joke, we never thought about divorce when we were running a business together. We went straight to murder.
Okay, so they don't agree on everything. But one thing the family can agree on is that Dakota will be the perfect face for Jefferson County Cannabis.
Dakota is, as we talked about, very social and very engaging.
He's a charismatic, energetic.
Very charismatic.
I want him to be selling our stuff.
You know, I go out there and make sure there's no miscommunication. We sit down, we discuss the products and the possibilities, and I'll be kind of the face of the company.
Dakota Sandoval's thrilled about Jefferson County Cannabis Company. But his real passion? It's still the movies.
From the producer of Breaking Bad, a mutated strain develops into an evil cannabis monster. Who can stop it? The former mayor, perhaps?
For KUOW News, I'm Arwen Nix.
Hannah Byrne also helped produce this piece. The fate of the father and son's Jefferson County Cannabis Company could be revealed as soon as next week. State Liquor Control Board will start issuing applications the first week of March. Applications will continue to be issued over the next few months. This is The Record from KUOW. With Ross Reynolds, I'm Steve Scherr.